Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to The Stoic Way, your daily dose of wisdom and inspiration. I'm Madison Lane, your host, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace, a lot more resilience, and hopefully a whole lot less drama. Now, before we dive in today, tell me something. Ever feel like your phone is basically an extension of your hand? Like it's attached by a tiny, invisible cord that you can't quite break free from? Yeah, I feel you. We live in a world where social media is constantly vying for our attention, whispering sweet nothings about likes, comments, and the fleeting validation they promise. But let's be real, friends, sometimes it feels less like a platform for connection and more like a bottomless pit of comparison and endless scrolling. Today, we're tackling a beast that many of us struggle with overcoming: social media addiction and finding balance online. It's not about becoming a digital hermit unless that's your jam, but rather about reclaiming your time, energy, and focus. Think of it as detoxing for your soul, one mindful swipe at a time. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this tricky terrain. 1. Recognize the trap. The first step is awareness. We're wired for connection, but social media often feeds our need for validation in unhealthy ways. Those likes and comments can feel like tiny dopamine hits, keeping us glued to our screens. But remember, true fulfillment comes from within, not from external approval. 2. Set boundaries. Just like you wouldn't let a friend talk over you constantly, you need to set boundaries with social media. Decide on specific times for checking your feeds and stick to them. Turn off notifications when you're working or spending quality time with loved ones. Think of it as reclaiming your attention, your most valuable resource. 3. Cultivate mindful consumption. Instead of mindlessly scrolling, engage consciously with the content you consume. Ask yourself, does this post inspire me? Educate me? Make me laugh? Or is it just a quick dopamine hit that leaves me feeling empty? Be selective and prioritize quality over quantity. 4. Find offline joy. Remember those amazing things you used to do before social media ruled your life. Rekindle those hobbies, spend time in nature, connect with friends face to face. Offline experiences often provide much deeper and more lasting fulfillment than anything you'll find on a screen. 5. Practice gratitude. Shift your focus from what you lack to what you already have. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your unique talents. Cultivating gratitude can help you feel more content and less tempted by the constant comparison game that social media often fuels. Remember, it's not about eradicating social media from your life completely. It's about finding a healthy balance that works for you. Ever been scrolling through Instagram and suddenly felt this pang of anxiety? You know that feeling when you see everyone else seemingly living their best lives, while you feel like you're just stuck in the same old rut? It happens to the best of us. I remember feeling like that back in college, constantly comparing myself to others' perfectly curated feeds. But then I realized something. Social media often presents a distorted reality. It's like looking at a highlight reel of someone's life. They rarely share the messy parts, the struggles, the failures. Remember that time you were trying to learn to bake sourdough bread? You messed up several times before finally getting it right, and let's be honest, you probably didn't post every single failed attempt on Instagram. Social media can easily make us feel inadequate, but the truth is everyone has their own journey. Embrace your imperfections, they're what make you unique and human. So remember, friends, this isn't about being perfect or achieving some unattainable online ideal. It's about finding a balance that allows you to use social media as a tool for connection and inspiration without letting it consume your time, energy, and well-being. Take charge of your digital life. Set those boundaries, cultivate mindful consumption, and remember to prioritize the offline experiences that truly bring you joy. You've got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with a friend who might need to hear these words. Leave a review on your podcast app. That really helps others discover the show. And be sure to follow us on social media for daily Stoic inspiration and bite-sized wisdom. Until next time, keep shining bright, my awesome friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.